News, I'm Tommy McNeil. After nearly 4 months of demonstrations against his regime, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has, according to multiple news agencies, decided to resign. The 75-year-old ruler will step down, and consultations are underway to form a transitional council. That's according to both the Associated Press and Reuters. Thousands of residents of Khartoum poured into the streets of the Sudanese capital and marched to the headquarters of the country's military, where protesters have staged a sit-in since last Saturday. At least 22 people have been killed in clashes with security forces, according to activists. There are reports that army vehicles carrying troops have surrounded the presidential palace, which is on the grounds of the military headquarters. Britain has been given more time to exit the European Union. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
At an emergency summit in Brussels, EU leaders agreed to delay Brexit until October 31st. EU Council President Donald Tusk.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says the extension allows an early out for the UK.
If we're able to pass a deal in the first 3 weeks of May, we will not have to take part in European elections. It will officially leave the EU on Saturday, the 1st of June.
But so far, May has tried and failed 3 times to get approval from the UK Parliament for her Brexit deal. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Donald Trump says more troops will be needed to be sent to the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are illegally entering the United States. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan asked by reporters earlier in the day about a possible multi-year deployment of troops to the border, responded saying he had been speaking at length about that with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a 5th term in power, as his main rival Benny Gantz acknowledged he would not be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Polls open Thursday in India and the world's biggest general election that will determine the fate of incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As many as 900 million of India's 1.3 billion citizens are eligible to vote in the election, which will be scattered over the course of 6 weeks in the world's most populous democracy. About 142 million people will cast ballots in the opening phase. While favored to win, Modi and his party have faced growing discontent in rural districts due to plunging farm incomes and rising sectarian violence by cow vigilantes targeting Muslims, as cows are holy for Hindus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the fighting that erupted last week between Libyan political rivals for control of the capital, Tripoli. Guterres visited Libya last week, just hours after he departed the country. Forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar advanced from their positions in the east on Tripoli, which is controlled by the UN-backed Presidential Council and Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraz. Guterres met with both men during his mission. The risk of being kidnapped or taken hostage is being added to the U.S. travel advisories issued by the State Department. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The State Department usually warns travelers about things like crime, civil unrest, and potential for terrorism. But now they've added something new, a K indicator for the potential to be kidnapped. It's been issued for 35 countries. The new designation comes after the release of a California woman who had been held for a week after being kidnapped by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. Among the countries making the initial list, Afghanistan, Mexico, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Uganda. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again. So stay close and don't go away and make sure you don't touch that dial because I'll be coming right for you. All right, later on the show today, Albert McCauley from Sierra Leone will be talking to me and we're talking about Sierra Leone and movies and music and a lot more. So stay tuned and don't go away. But right now, let's start the musical ball rolling from South Africa and the great legend Manu Dibango sings Soul Makossa. And I play this one specially for you, Karuna Kantapal, and your entire family of Asansol, West Bengal in India. You're a regular listener to the African Beat out there in India. Thank you so much, Karuna Kantapal. And right after that, Motia Bano by Olamide of Nigeria. And This Namiya, This Is My Year by Joseph Edson Cisse of Sierra Leone. But Soul Makossa is the track right now by Manu Dibango, the legendary. Gone but not forgotten. And it is all coming from South Africa.
The
African beat on the Voice of America. Now let's take some messages. This one says, hello, David. I am Issa Peter. You are doing a great job and we are enjoying the show. I want to thank you for the great work you are doing over there. I am your regular listener, talented boy from Borno State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Issa Peter. From Borno State in Nigeria. And this one says, David Vandy, you are the best radio presenter for Africa in the United States. Wow. Please don't forget Bucky Raw from Liberia. He's the best rapper in Africa for 2019 and forever. So you have to play me a very nice song from Bucky Raw. And this sender here is Timothy Davis. Thank you very much, Timothy. Well, definitely we'll try to get the songs of Bucky Raw so that we'll be playing them on air, all right? But right now, let's enjoy the music as we flow.
My name is Gwendoline Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Vandy. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Man is a biblical thing we bring in. All the suffering for endless year. And we go preach on the church, not the house, not the streets, yeah. Ooh, nah, nah, nah.
Young people on the beats. This not me, yeah, someone tell her 9 years. Man, you go disgrace, oh, confess against Papa God in grace. And you go displace, oh, if you try for good speed on, yeah, me say. Man, you go disgrace, oh, confess against Papa God in grace. And you go displace, oh, if you try for good speed on, yeah, me, I say.
This not me.
This na mi year, this is my year, the sound of Joseph Edson Cisse of Sierra Leone, and right before that, Motiebano by Olamide of Nigeria, and Sol Makosa by Manu Dibango of South Africa, dedicated to you and your family, Karuna Kantapal of Asansol, West Bengal in India. The African beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. I'll be back.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
Yes, indeed. I am right here, and you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. And right now, we're taking some more of our messages. Remember, you can write to me. Just send an email to africanbeat@voanews.com. And that email again is africanbeat@voanews.com. And you can also send to our Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beat, on Facebook. Send us a message and we will read them on the show. And this one says, it's Sparking Angel Bako. I enjoy the African beat, David. It makes me feel so proud of Africa. Keep moving forward. Thank you very much, Sparking Angel Bako. And this other sender here says, my name is Ramsey David Arome, a Nollywood director of Enugu, Nigeria. I'm always enjoying your beats here in Enugu. Keep it up. Thank you very much, Ramsey, another regular listener to the African beat. And Joshua Kinga says, hi, David. Since this is my first post to you this year, I want to wish you a very happy new year. And I'm wishing you all the very, very best. Well, thank you very much, Joshua. I truly appreciate that. And another message here says, Hi, David. I want to thank you so much for the good job you are doing over there for us Africans. May God give you more years, sir. Long live Africa. Long live you, David Vandy. Long live African Beat fans. My name is Sir Jeff Weaver from Makurdi, Benue State in Nigeria. Well, thank you all so very much. Remember to send your messages. Check out our Facebook page, African Beat Facebook page of the Voice of America, and leave us your message. And you can also send us an email. All right, send it to africanbeat@voanews.com. Or if you want, you can call us here in the United States, 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's go back to music. Zengele is the next track, and this is done by the beautiful Adele Clarice of Cameroon. And right after that, Yambo by Salif Keita of Mali, and Bounce in the remix. This is brand new, and this is by the hottest guy right now from Liberia, and that is Kobazi, featuring the Nigerian superstar Davido. Bounce in the remix. But right now, it's Zengele by Adele Clarice of Cameroon.
I'm gonna be a good
Message here coming from Isaac Cheng Konying Maka says, I am addicted in listening to African beats and proud to be an African son. Same time enjoying the African songs. Oh, wow. Africa is my best continent and I live in Juba, South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Isaac, and enjoy out there in South Sudan, all right? And another message says, David, it gives me considerable pleasure. at this time wishing you and your family a very, very pleasant day filled with something new, something good, and something peaceful. May you be granted God's best assurances for good health and plenitude while the skies get wide enough for you to continue to reach for greater heights now and beyond. From Akinbanji Ola, Efon Alaye, Ekiti State in Nigeria. Well, thank you so very much, and let's enjoy some good music now, you know?
Baby, your body feel like a room. It really making me go boom. Nana Fosse, I saw the clown, Nana Fosse. Do anything for the back of you. My last book on the back of you. Nana Fosse, oh, Nana Fosse. So come close, make it bounce, make it bounce. How can a beef punogi make it bounce? Make it bounce, make it bounce. How can a heavy punogi make it bounce? Make it bounce, make it bounce. I gonna take punogi, make it bounce, make it bounce, oh, make it bounce. I gonna sasa punogi, make it bounce. Did you not wake up my talk? She put the fire on my bar where the water. I feel your African culture, so now how you can hear? Seba, papa, you wanna open your door for your uncle? That man a jala my cotton, you wanna fuck up? That jada is who's, girl and Izu wanna beg us. Make it bounce, make it bounce. Like I'm gonna take make it bounce, make it bounce, oh, make it bounce. Like I'm gonna sasa punogi, make it bounce. Hey, stop that. You do first kiss, stop that. Hey, stop that. I don't like it, stop that. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Hey, stop that.
Shake it.
Summer veggie and when way.
I see me, I like girls, girls. Me, I want the girl that can move her body. I'm already ready to party. He said she don't send nobody. I give you the world, world. I gotta give you everything you want. All you gotta do is love me. Baby, make a change your life today. I dey beg you, make you stay. Oh, nah. But your guy, they block my way. Your friends say I know feature, but if I lack no come today, say you go there with me the rest.
Make it bounce, make it bounce. That kind of beat punogi, make it bounce, make it bounce, make it bounce. That kind of heavy punogi, make it bounce, make it bounce, make it bounce. That kind of take punogi, make it bounce, make it bounce, make it bounce. That kind of sasa punogi, make it bounce.
She not making bouncy lazy, yeah. She not making bouncy lazy, yeah. Hey, I not making money lazy,
cause all my boy, yeah.
Stop that, yeah. She not making bouncy lazy, oh. She not making bouncy lazy, oh. And I not making money lazy, oh, nah.
Yeah, yeah. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, God.
Bounce in the remix by Kubazi of Liberia featuring Davido from Nigeria. And before that, Salif Keita of Mali in Yambo and Zengele by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we broadcast to South Sudan at 0905. And well, don't forget that my guest will be right on the show when I come back, and that is Albert McCauley. So stay close and don't touch that dial.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington, D.C. Well, it's always a pleasure when I have somebody from Africa, and today he's from Sierra Leone, to be precise, you know, that has been in the arts, and he's also trying to stretch his hands around doing so many other things for the betterment of the country where he is from. And so let me just take this time to welcome you to the African Beat, Mr. Pastor Albert Macaulay.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here again. And this time you're in the United States. And let's know, what is the mission this time?
Well, basically, you know, this is one of my annual visitation. You know, came over here to do some checkups and everything. And I'm planning to go back soon.
All right. That sounds good. Let's take a step backwards and look at, you know, you are a person who have been in the movie industry and you've been trying very hard in the entertainment circles. And since the last time we talked about the Ebola movie that you did, and that one is it's a thing of the past now. So what's new? What's coming up next?
Well, basically, to be frank with you, with the movie industry in Sierra Leone, we're a little bit disappointed because we had wanted to lift it up to a higher height. But we have some hindrance, you know, in terms of quality, people, movie production. It's like everybody's coming out of the woodwork to do movies, and they have diluted the quality of the movie industry. But now we are planning to go back, on the drawing table and see how we can change that. Yes.
Well, that sounds interesting. I thought the industry was actually booming. You have people like the Jimmy Bangura, Jimmy B, that was doing a whole lot of wonderful movies there. We have Solomon, known as Sulu, you know, and we have other areas. So when you say we have hindrances and things are not going the way you guys were expecting, what is the major problem there? Is it just the quality of the production, or people are just rushing into it and everybody wants to be a movie star or what?
Exactly. With the Jimmy B and the Solo, you just call, those are the exceptions. Those are the grandmaster. They've been in the business for long. But for now, we see the proliferation of the movie industry. Everybody wants to be an actor, and without little or no training. And as a result, we're finding it difficult to find good quality people who are devoted and motivated to do good movies. To be frank with you, we started on the right track, but now it seems like every Jack and Jill wants to be a director, wants to be a producer. And we discover the kind of movie they are churning out is not of good quality. We have to be frank with ourselves. If we want to compete with the like of the Nollywood and the Gollywood in Ghana, we need to improve. And we are seeing that if we don't step in and try to change the course of our moving industry, it will just fade away.
Wow. Well, you know, when you talk like that, it took my mind back a little bit. You know, I'm a theater person also. I was in the theater back in Sierra Leone for years. I've been in theater since the late 70s, you know, coming into the 80s and 90s. At some point, theater was at such a high level, you know, it was at such a high level, giving out wonderful plays of the Dele Charlie, Sil Johnson, Charlie Afna, you know, Ahmed Bakar Mansaray. You know, we have these people like Mohamed Sharif, Desmond Finis, Omar Farouk Cisse, Dr. Spencer. These are people that have been working hard to produce, to give you quality theater productions. And all of a sudden, there was this, like, some kind of eruption of theaters, local theaters, from every angle, from the mosque, from the church, from everywhere. Everybody was just jumping into it, and all of a sudden, the quality of the production dropped. Is that what you guys are facing right now in the movie industry?
That is exactly. I mean, in a summary, you just put it in a nutshell. For example, now, we see people coming from all the Woodstock. I mean, getting groups together, forming their own production line. I mean, we cannot stop them, seriously, because what we discover is that if you want to be a good actor, you have to have the experience. Even you have to go through schools. But now we see people, because we have this equipment now, you can put two or three cameras around you and put some lighting, and they will shoot a movie. And to be frank with you, is nothing to write home about, because the plot, the movie story, the storyline, you know, is not worth it. But who can stop them? Because we are trying to tell them, look, not everybody can be an actor. You know, sometimes it has to be a gift. If it's not even a gift, you can learn going through schools. But now we discover that if they have a little money in their pocket, they are ready to shoot movies.
Going through schools, is there a school of acting or like going through entertainment in Chile? Because I know when I was there, I went to the African Studies at Frabe College that was actually trying to bring out the best in us who were actors, and you know, and we're advocating for it to become a degree program. I don't know if that has happened, but if the government cannot provide a learning facility for these people, don't you think they have, if they have the chance to teach themselves? Because for those of you guys who have been in the business for long, I think you do have a responsibility to see how you can bring them together and organize. Maybe you have the voice to talk to the government and say, hey, look, this is another room for employment, but we have to give them the basic tools. We have to give them the basic education that they will come out and say, yes, we are proud because we've learned something and we're going to implement it. And that will also help bring in more employment, because all what these guys are doing is finding a job for themselves.
That is true. That is true. For example, now, on my own part, you know, I came up with a teaching institute in terms of filming. And the reception was kind of cool among the youth, because I was doing the training free of charge so that they can come and learn the basics, you know, of acting. But to be frank with you, many people believe that if Joe can do it, I myself can do it. That's the problem we've been having. And I hate to say this, we depend on government for everything. You know, I'm running away from that. I believe that if we are serious, private people can set up a training institute and a filming industry whereby we can have people that will come in and train well before they go out to do their acting. But our problem is that everybody wants to jump on the jump wagon because why they believe that their neighbors is acting and they can be seen on movie too. So we have a big problem.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. But I want to leave you with one thing. I want you to know that when you say, I do it for free, anything that you do for free, and when people come the day, it becomes a burden on you, and you say, okay, start paying this, they are going to rebel. So don't start something for free that you know you cannot continue. All right.
Because if you ask them to pay, to be frank with you, they say it's hard. We cannot pay. So that's what we decide. Like, for example, it's like I don't scholarship.
Well,
you know, we give them scholarship.
Well, the point is, if you are going to school, know that you have to pay to learn, to become educated. So if you're going to be to learn this art and you're going to be making money out of it, then you better try to see how you can get the money to pay for that particular education. What I'm saying is, the sooner, except if you have a way of getting the money to get the equipment, to get everything that you can do, teaching them practicals and other stuff. Well, then, if not, my brother, anyway, yeah.
I know what you're saying, but it's like our own part. It's like we are saying, look, you can come over and get some training.
Okay.
You know, and let's improve the movie industry in Sierra Leone.
All right, you know? Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and let's enjoy some music from across the continent.
Return to Africa, people need your love. Return, there is so much to be done. Return to Africa, there is no place like home. Return, return your love to Africa. Remember the voices of Mama. She
Return to Africa by Sedu. Beautiful music there. Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy and my guest is Albert McCauley. And we were just talking about the movie industry in Sierra Leone and what is happening. Well, there is going to be more time for that. But, Albert, you know, apart from the entertainment, I see some old articles here from you. You know, you've been talking about something that has been a burning issue in your country, Sierra Leone. That is the construction of the Lunge Bridge. You know, you wrote a lengthy article and this government of President Julius Maada Bio has come and they say, oh yeah, we want to work on the Lunge Bridge. So how does that sound in your ears?
Oh wow, great. for over 20 years now, I've been advocating for the construction of the Lunge Bridge. Because I strongly believe that there will never be any development in Sierra Leone if we don't link the island with the mainland. In other words, our capital, Freetown, is isolated from the main international airport. It's a shame, because I believe Lunge International Airport is the gateway to Sierra Leone. That's the first place people see when they come in and when they are leaving the country. And we have these 5 miles in the Atlantic Ocean, you know, there's no bridge on it. I mean, people strain to come over to Freetown when they arrive in Lunge. It's a shame. So I've been talking to different governments for the past 20 years, advocating so we can have this Lunge Bridge. In fact, when we're having our anniversary, I went to Tunisia, ADB Bank, African Development Bank, and talked to them, you know, about the essence of helping us to construct this bridge. And they show me the blueprint. They have a big blueprint, the maps, and say, look, we are ready to build this bridge, you know, but it's like the government is not serious. In other words, not on their priority list, you know. I was disappointed, you know. I came back, I spoke with the government, you know, people, and they said, look, Albert, you have to talk to the president. Luckily, I was chanced through the Minister of Tourism to talk with the president, and it's by Nkrumah, that we are going to name the bridge the Golden Jubilee Bridge to celebrate our 50th independence anniversary. And to be frank with you, the president was at that time serious about constructing the bridge, but for some reason, it never took place. So I'm happy now we have a new government with a new direction who wants to take a new direction in constructing this bridge. Because I wrote an article and 2 weeks later, he pronounced that he will make it a reality.
But I tell you something, that is not a one-day business.
It is true. But to be frank with you, I've been advocating for this thing for the past 20 years. Imagine if that bridge has been constructed, it would have cost less and will have recouped the money, because I want it to be a toll bridge. That means people will pay certain fare to cross to Lunge and to come back from Lunge to Freetown. And to be frank with you, is but. That means built, operate and transfer. World Bank is ready to give us this money. But to be frank with you, at that time, it was costing less than $1 billion. But today, it's going to cost roughly a little bit over $1 billion.
All right, that is the other side of Albert McCauley and my guest today, talking about his passion for Sierra Leone to have the Lunge Bridge crossing over from the main capital city of Freetown to the international airport at Lunge.
This is Abdul Modi Kabo of Virginia, USA. You are listening to the African Beat with David Vandy on the Voice of America.
Fatima Scante.
It's Masterell on the beat, baby.
Bigger, bigger, baby, baby. You know you my baby.
baby, baby, I just want you to love me, want you to love me. Hey, come on, take control, you know I'm your Tesla, treat me like your queen, yeah, always and forever. The way you do, you drive me crazy, I'm a fool for you easy, every day I call you daddy, I got love for you, me got love for you. Drive me insane with that good formula. You did solve my problem, yeah. I no go ever let you go. I love the way you treat me so. You got my heart and soul. And I want you to know the way you do. You drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you. Me got love for you.
Listening to this great show today, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, Albert, let me bring you back to the entertainment world. Now, I want to take you to our music. I know you're a man of different areas. You cover a lot. And you listen. You have time to work with young people in Sierra Leone. Now, let's look at the music part of Sierra Leone. How would you class the Sierra Leone music right now?
Well, I'll be very, very frank with you. It's going through some turbulence time. Yes. I was happy when there was an organization called KME. Bringing youth, you know, together, you know, to even compete with the like of Nigerians and Ghanaians. But of late, I noticed they have split up and they have another organization called Slim Nation. So there is a lot of infighting. I strongly believe that if we can come into a union in terms of developing the music industry in Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone will be number one.
Well, from what I gather, KME is a record label. It's a label, not just an organization.
Yes, a record label. Developing youth. Understand, to be like the like of Davido, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yes, but what happened is that, like most of the stars, the KME, you know, has fallen apart with the organization, okay? And they have formed another organization called Slim Nation. So you see, there is a lot of infighting in our music industry. And with that, we cannot grow. You know, that's my problem with Sierra Leone. I mean, you see, when we are united in one cause,
we're stronger.
We'll be stronger. But now there's a lot of infighting. You know, if there's a lot of infighting, there's no way you guys can succeed, to be frank with you. That's my problem right now. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of talent in Sierra Leone. But they need somebody. They need mentors. They need people to develop them. For example, now, the Godfather, Jimmy B, he has done his best. To be frank with you, he has set the pace for us. But it seems like there is no continuity. We need to build a stronger foundation whereby our music industry can take hold. That's my take right now.
All right.
Yes, unless we have somebody like the Jimmy B again to come out and say, look, and I believe this KME guy was trying to do that. Imagine, he has collaborated with the Ghanaians, even the Nigerians, to set up a big festival, you know. And at this time, Salon has started showing up on the map, you know. But this a little bit of infighting.
Yeah, they even have a program in the Gambia.
Exactly.
You know, that they're going to do. So
exactly.
I just want to wish them all the best.
Amen.
Wish KME all the best out there.
Exactly.
Go out and make Sierra Leone proud. We're always proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
All right, Albert. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. I know you are a very busy person normally when you come to the States, and I'm lucky to have you here in the studio today.
Yes.
But I'm also looking forward to whenever you come, man. Don't hesitate. Just stop by.
All right.
And we'll have something really, really to talk about.
I will be here.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This
thank
is
you for
the
having
African,
me.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, with all of this today, and on behalf of my guest, Albert McCauley, I want to thank you all for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, and I will leave you now with the remix of the Born Sierra Leonean by our own JR. Thank you very much, JR. We love you, and we miss you on the side of the planet.
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a born Sierra Leonean. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. I am a born Sierra Leonean. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a born Sierra Leonean. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. Sweet mama Salo, thank you for giving birth to me. Since my first days on earth, nurtured and nurtured me. Left here a long time ago and went on to Babylon. Now I have returned, so you the land where I was born. Unless one know where they coming from. One can never get to where they wanting to go. Now that I'm here, sweet mama Salo, oh please, please come and show me the way. I am a born Sierra Leonean. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a born Sierra Leonean. Said I'm in love with the green, white, and blue. I am a born Sierra Leonean. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am a born Sierra Leonean.
This is VOA News.